But once you kind of let go of the fear of, I don't know if it's judgment or like not fitting in or rejection, mm-hmm. it's very easy to make friends and you'll actually attract people.
We are the guardians of girlhood, paired with multi-generational perspectives. And when we say every girl has a story, what do we mean? The girl searching for her people, the girl craving an outlet, the girl with big dreams but no idea where to start? What about the girl whose father is in prison? The girl who hides in the bathroom at lunch? The girl desperate for a break from her home, even just for a moment? By opening up and sharing these experiences, we not only empower ourselves, but also inspire others. Unconditional sisterhood, unwavering community, and the realness. We express, we create, then we elevate. This is Love Girls, the podcast.
When friendships expire,
they die.
When you have realized that you have outgrown a friend, mm-hmm. or is that not a thing?
No, it definitely
it's
is.
It's definitely a thing.
Continue.
Yeah.
How? What are the signs, first of all? And then how do you proceed after you have seen those signs and decided that this is not somebody I want to be friends with anymore? Do you ghost them? Do you let them know? You do?
Look. I won't call it a hard ghost. I'll call it a soft ghost.
Okay, what are the signs first?
That I'm going to ghost you?
Or that, that your friendship has expired?
That it died.
Yes.
That you're just nagging me. Like, you're like my man and not my friend. Like, you're getting on my nerves. And let me preface, because the people in this room know that I get easily irritated and my nerves are easily stepped on. Mm-hmm. But like in friendships, it's okay. I'll give an example.
Okay.
Last year, mm-hmm. I met this girl. I was introduced to her and she came in and she moved to the area. She didn't have any friends, not a single one. And I was like, oh, that must be really hard to be in a community that you're not from and have nobody to connect with, especially as a Black woman. Mm-hmm. That must be hard. So I befriended her. And with me, my friends are like family. So when we go out to eat, I might grab the bill one time. You might grab the bill. Yeah. We can chill. We can hang out. But as the friendship was progressing, I started to recognize her boundaries for relationships and friendships were insane. Mm-hmm. You didn't text me back? Well, all you want to do is hang out and bring other people. We can't just hang out alone. Like, it was giving me really creepy vibes. Yeah. And I think what put the nail in the coffin was my 31st birthday came around. Mm-hmm. And my friends planned me a surprise birthday party. Oh. And I was shocked. Like, I was flabbergasted. I was very emotional. Like, I was so happy.
I was there.
My sister, she surprised me. And I thought I was having a second heart attack because I was overwhelmed. And I get a text, not a happy birthday text, but why wasn't I invited to your party?
Damn.
She said, I thought you weren't doing anything for your birthday. And I said,
I didn't know.
And if two of my closer friends were in part of planning and they didn't invite you, that's not a reflection on me and our friendship. They just were unaware. Mm-hmm. Dylan wasn't there. I consider her a friend. Other people that I consider friends weren't there. Right. And then my birthday was no longer about me. It was about her and how I did not show up for her on my birthday.
Right.
And it just, I was trying to make it short, but you can't really shorten that. But and I just, at first I was like, you know what, let's go for coffee. Let's have a conversation. Mm-hmm. And then something snapped and I was like, you know what? No.
Block. Actually, never mind.
And I don't even block. You keep messaging me. They're going to be delivered. I'm just not going to answer. Oh, because I gave you my friendship. I gave you my time. Yeah. When you were going through things, I consistently provided a ear to talk to, somebody to lean on. Mm-hmm. And again, like you said, relationships ebb and flow. Yeah. So if you are just looking at the ebb, mm-hmm. then we can't work because I'm a one-woman show. Like, yeah. We all got life.
Right.
So, yeah, I ghosted her. Haven't talked to her since. and honestly, I didn't think about her until you asked that question.
I think that's boundaries. Like, yeah. I think that's what that is. Like, I didn't think that I had outgrown a friend until I realized later on, like, oh, that's what that was.
Yeah.
Like, I did the same thing. I ghosted. But they were really disrespectful, like, with what they said something about me and got back to me, and they didn't know, and it was deeply hurtful. And I just realized, like, man, I keep getting hurt by this person. Like, and I'm, like, tired. And I realized, you know what? Like, boundaries are for me. And so I just told someone recently, like, if boundaries are for me, I'm not fighting you or fighting with anyone. Like, boundaries are said to be, like, a fence. So, meaning that I can, if you're at my fence, you're hurling tomatoes, you're hurling insults at me, I don't have to stand there. I can go in the house. I don't got to sit there and tell you, don't talk to me that way, don't do that. Boundaries are for me.
Right.
I'm going to go in the house. You keep doing whatever you want to do, but I'm going to leave.
I'm going to step away.
I'm going to step away because I have to do that to protect myself. And so I realized, like, oh, that friendship that I decided to let go, it was over 10 years. Yeah. And my mom was like, the Lord will send you a good friend. And she was like, but you have to let go of this because it's causing you too much pain. And it's not, she's like, and it's just not fair to you. And I went in the house. I just was like, you know what? I'm not going to go through this. I'm not going to do some long drawn out text. I'm not going to, my boundaries are for me.
Go in the house.
You know, I kind of like that because I mean, I do go in the house, but every once in a while, I really want to just, like, turn on the hose. I'm like, wow, you're so evolved. And you're like, go in the house. I'm like, no, go hook up that hose.
I know, that's right.
But going in the house is the mature thing to do. And although I usually end up doing that, I really want to hook up that hose.
Yeah.
So I really think that's a part of growth, too, is not necessarily acting on what you want to do, and recognizing what is going to be the best for your own mental health and, you know, your legal consequences. So, and not go back and not even give the energy to someone who didn't give you the respect of an adult conversation or whatever you just came.
Mm-hmm.
I have been the friend that has been mistreated or done wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I just went in the house. I really did. And I recently saw the person that believed whatever she wanted to believe that was said about me that was not based in fact, and then proceeded to spread that around.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kept it moving.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything to her because she knows what she did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I know what she did. And by now, she probably knows that I know what she did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I just kept it moving because why? She doesn't deserve the energy. Be the bigger person, take a deep breath, and walk away because it's not worth it. And there are people that love you that deserve the energy you would have been given to the person that doesn't.
Yes.
And you need to focus on that and yourself and focus on yourself. And you're just going to be a whole lot better off than if you would have just continued that feud that wasn't a feud. So, you know.
And half the time, those friends, honestly, they don't even be worth it. Like, they're not adding anything to your life.
Girl.
And that's the realization I had to make is that I'm not going to have a conversation with you because you're not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And if the friends that I've had for decades, we don't fall out, we're not arguing, it's very fluid, why would I put that energy into you? Because, honey, you can't do anything for me.
Reclaim your time, like Auntie Maxine said.
And that was a big thing for me. And I also thought, like, when I really sat back, and now that I've been away from it for a while, I was like, wow, she's missing out on me. I'm
that
fun
right.
one.
Right.
You're not
right.
even the entertaining one. So you're missing out on me. I haven't even really missed her. Maybe that was the intervention that needed to happen that would help me find more of the people that I am entertained by and
I agree.
That I have something to offer. But, you know, she's probably listening because.
Good.
You know,
good.
Yeah.
Good.
Hey, girl.
Shout out to you.
The universe works weird like that. Like, I think that people aren't meant to be in our lives, just somehow they just dissipate.
Yeah.
And I don't, even no matter how hard you try to keep them, they just fall by the wayside because that's how it's supposed to be.
Last question. This has been so fun.
Yeah, look at us being friends.
Okay, everybody will go around and say their little piece But let's take it back to, I think, Kayla. You had said that the person you were talking about, she was new in town, mm-hmm. had no friends.
None.
Let's say that you are talking to a young person, a teenager. Maybe she's at a new school. Maybe she's moved to a new city. Mm-hmm. And she is desperate to make friends, but she is shy.
Sure.
Or, you know, just anybody who wants to make more friends or who's feeling a little bit lonely. Any advice to them on how to make friends?
Sure. As a neuro-spicy person.
Neuro-spicy.
It used to be, I don't know if an insecurity is, mm-hmm. but kind of the quirkiness, the differentness,
yep.
the things that I find interesting, entertaining weren't always the mainstream. Mm-hmm. Lean into that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because you will find your people and you'll find out that they're probably weirder than you.
Mm-hmm.
But once you kind of let go of the fear of, I don't know if it's judgment or like not fitting in or rejection,
mm-hmm.
It's very easy to make friends and you'll actually attract people. I had like an ex-friend. We're not really friends anymore. We were building a friendship and it just didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd be like, people are always talking to you. They're always coming up to you. What are you doing? I said, minding my business. And just being yourself,
yeah.
I think you can find people and go to spaces that are positive.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm 30, so you might go have a drink, but just mm-hmm. be aware of where you're going to meet people because that type of space can be a reflection of their interests and who
yeah.
they are as a person. Not fully, because I like to go have a glass of wine. Me and Dylan will go out to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
But if you see patterns that don't necessarily align with who you are as mm-hmm. a person, that might be something to consider what type of friend they're going to be to you.
Okay, so I would say, especially for people of color on campus, we have this PACE thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to meet every different person of a different ethnicity of color before you get into college, because I go to a predominantly
wow.
white institution.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like getting to see faces that you can connect with on certain same struggles that you might have. So
mm-hmm.
that's a good place to start off with.
I didn't have that when I was in school.
They give you different opportunities. And then also just for students in general, going to the different events, they have like little career tables or club tables,
mm-hmm.
and you can sign up for like the 24 or 56 different clubs that they have there. And as well as making new friends, I would say you can sit with somebody at lunch. It's looked down upon, though, just because, like...
Wait, what? So am I an auntie for real? Like, just going up and talking to people, that's weird?
I mean, not at lunch. Not while they're eating in the cafeteria, because
typically... Oh, you said not when they have their food in front of them.
No. Like, they could be in their own, like... in their own mindset, minding their business, not wanting to be by anybody, stressed over homework.
If I'm going to have a glass of wine or something and I go by myself and somebody has like a cute bag, their hair is cute, or I've seen them do something, I'm going to say something.
Right. Yeah.
And then we're going to have a conversation. And then we might exchange socials. And then we, you know what I'm saying? Like, sorry.
So
I'm just that's crazy.
Walking up to strangers.
Do that.
She's judging.
We listen and we judge.
Right. But you start conversations with anybody.
I mean, me personally, I don't think I'd walk up and have a conversation with somebody.
Really?
It has to be like a place where you're specifically supposed to be mingling.
Nope. At the gynecologist, the dentist.
I know. Like, I feel like just be yourself. Like, I feel like if you want to make a friend, like, I said this in the last time I was here, like, be whatever it is you want to be. Like, if you want to make a friend, be a friend. Like, be yourself. Like,
yeah.
that just naturally, I think it just happens. Like, but you got to take the mindset. I don't know. Like, you got to get out your head. Like you said, like, you just have to. Because I'll strike up a conversation with anybody, anywhere. Like, I make besties all over the place.
Right.
Like, me and I'll be like, you know what I mean? Like, the TikTok bestie type people. Like, I'll just, like, talk to anybody. Because... this is life, and life is hard, it's the world, like, I don't know, like, I just feel like life is way too hard for us to just go around, just kind of be
I
like...
I really love the fact that this is kind of like a multi-generational conversation, because I am representing Gen X, and also representing an extremely extroverted personality, and I would probably traumatize you, because I talk to everyone everywhere all the time. And people come up to me. Like, you've been around. People just naturally gravitate to where I am and strike up conversation. Sometimes they tell me things and I'm like, wow, that was a real big share for someone you just met 3 minutes ago.
Yes.
But I'm here for it. Let's talk. Same. But that is just so me as a personality, but I also think it's my generation. And as a matter of fact, we also might even label you hateful if you stand next to us. And I'm like, she don't see the fit. She ain't even going to say something about my cardigan. Who does she think she is? She just sitting here like, so it's so funny to me, the whole multi-generational thing, which I never even considered until you guys start talking about that. It's just a cultural difference.
But like, so let me, I know we're wrapping up, but you made a point because like growing up, if you walked into a person of color's house and you did not speak.
No, you gotta speak.
That's excuse me, miss.
I think that's still today. That's don't walk in my house and don't speak.
That's different.
Is it different?
Yeah. Or my shop.
I guess I carry that everywhere. Like, if I make eye contact, I'm going to speak to you, even if it's hi, hello, because it's rude. Because sis, you see me, especially being in the Quad Cities, where we don't make up a lot of the demographic. Mm. So I'm always acknowledging us when I'm out and about.
That's fair.
So y'all don't, and when I say y'all, what generation are you? Alpha?
Ooh, she's Gen Z. I'm a Zillennial. But Maya is Gen Z, and I'm a Zillennial. I feel conflicted between my millennial sisters and my Gen Z sister because I feel like as a black woman, you know, you're raised with manners.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm quick to compliment people.
Yes, you are.
I'm quick to smile at people, wave at people, but that does not mean I want to be your friend. That does not mean I want you to sit and talk to me and have a whole little chit chat combo.
Who is this person? Because if you know Jasmine in real life, don't do that.
What?
Don't
do
that.
If you know Jasmine in real life, what?
Because you're friends with everybody.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'm nice to everybody.
We're going to unpack this.
I'm not friends with everybody.
I understand that. My friends say the same thing to me, so I get where you're coming from.
I am happy to be nice to people and make people feel comfy, but that doesn't mean, like, I want you to text me afterwards and set up a coffee date. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not what that means.
Okay, girl.
Like, I'm in my little bubble, and, like, I love y'all from out in my bubble, but, like, also, sorry.
she's evolved since, like, your perspective. Maybe she's
friendly to everyone, but she really doesn't like you. So, if y'all are starting to text her and whatnot, start reconsidering what you're saying. Maybe she doesn't even want to be bothered.
Listen.
So, is that why you don't answer my texts?
I do answer. I'm not a texter, though, girl. Just call me. FaceTime me.
Yeah, I need to unpack this offline.
Anyways, so Kayla, do you want to close us out? This has been fun, you guys.
So much fun. Yes.
Female friendships, what a good conversation.
Yes.
We are so thankful that you guys came to hang out with us today.
Thanks for having me.
You had a good old time.
I feel like I've learned so much, and there's so many different perspectives, but I can say with confidence that I feel like we are all on the right track when it comes to friendships, and I think we all value female friendships specifically. And if you're out there and you're listening and you're trying to make friends, I think that, you know, we dropped some gems today. So anytime you want to hang out with us, we are always around and available for your listening pleasure. Thank you so much for tuning in to Love Grows the Podcast, and we'll see you next time.